Hi everyone, Julian here. Welcome to a new episode of the Weekly Guitar Meeting. I hope you are doing well and you are having a good time. Today, one of the highlights of the week is this guitar made by the Australian guitar maker Ashley Sanders. And this is the second guitar that I'm reviewing made by Ashley Sanders. I was also impressed by the first one. It's an Australian guitar. Loud, responsive, but the tone is kind of sweet and bright. This guitar has a lattice brace top, and at the intersections of the braces, Ashley Sanders is using black dyed maple veneer. It's not carbon fibers. We have Australian blackwood back and sides. It's a super clean built guitar. And as far as I know, Ashley Sanders is building only a small number of guitars, favoring the precision and quality of the guitar at the end. Well, let's play a few notes on this brand new Ashley Sanders from 2026. Sustain. It's not only sustain. As I said, the sound is super loud. It has a loud volume, but listen to the brightness in the tone. It's almost like a Spanish guitar. And I love the, in terms of balance, the piano-like character. It's super even. And let me mention also the comfort on this guitar. The neck profile, the shape of the neck makes this guitar so comfortable to play on. And we had a recording session on this guitar with an artist, and he was also praising the comfort of this guitar, and I can confirm. Thank you. one last piece. It's super inviting to play on. This guitar is made by the Iranian guitar maker Said Abutalibian, who is based in Valencia in Spain, and he's a guitar maker who is getting always more and more recognition by many professional artists because he's building very, very good sounding double top guitars with a super special tone. It's kind of, I don't know how to describe it. The tone of his guitars have a special character in the sound. They sound very natural. They have some brightness, something belly or bell-like sound. You have at the same time the response and the power of a double top guitar. And yeah, I have to say very impressive guitars by Said Abutalibian. And this one is from 2026, it has the number 65. It's in a great condition. It's like a new guitar. And we have cedar top and very beautiful Indian rosewood back and sides. And we've got elevated fingerboard, which makes the guitar much more easier to play on the higher positions. Let me play a few notes on it and then we will discuss the sound. If you know me and my taste, this is those kind of guitars that I personally love because it has a nasal and something dark in the sound, super round and smooth. And if you are looking for a guitar with a more focused and brighter sound, then this is not the right guitar. It has some other qualities and other character in the sound, as you can hear. It has a very compact sound and very smooth tone. Very soft. It's also super even. You have the same volume on every string and on every note. Thank you. So as you know, it's a double top guitar with a balsa core. So there is no Nomex in the guitar. And I think this makes the guitar sound more woody, you know, and I don't want to say more natural or artificial, because there are also many great double top guitars with Nomex, which sound Spanish and very natural. But this guitar with a balsa core, so with wood, sounds very woody, as I said. A Said Abu Talebian guitar from 2026, a double top guitar with balsa core, and as I find, very beautiful Indian rosewood back and sides. Let me know your thoughts on the sound of this double top guitar, or in general about double top guitars. Which double top guitar do you like the most? Which double top guitar is more natural sounding and more Spanish sounding for you? Let me know. I'm very curious. And let's move to the next guitar. And we are going to end this week's weekly guitar meeting with two Zikas Luthiers guitars, Recital Traditional model. And probably you have already listened to the Zikas Luthiers Recital Traditional model in the recent weeks, but this guitar has a 63 centimeter scale. And I'm going to play a few notes on this guitar and also on the spruce version of this Recital Traditional model. Here's what I think. There might be slightly more sustain on the Zikas Luthiers Recital Traditional with a 65 centimeters scale, but otherwise it's for me completely the same. It's the same feeling, same tone, and yeah, it's the same guitar. Thank you. And let's play a few notes on the exact same guitar model, but with spruce top on it. So here is the last guitar of this week, Ezekas Luthiers Recital Traditional model with a spruce top and an Indian rosewood back and sides, and it comes with a 63 centimeters scale. Let's see how it sounds. So it was a recital traditional model of Ezekas Luthiers guitars, and let me know your thoughts on the sound of this guitar, and of course all the other guitars of this week that I have reviewed. We had some truly special guitars, and I'm very curious about your opinion. Let me know in the comments, and please don't forget to leave a like and subscribe to our channel. I mean, I guess you are already a subscriber. In case if it's your first time, please click on the subscribe button to not to miss all our contents that we are producing. Well, have a nice weekend and see you next week.